Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Google is provided by CacheFly. CacheFly.com. This is TWiG, This Week in Google, episode 101, recorded June 29th, 2011, inside Google Plus. It's time for TWiG, This Week in Google, and boy, what a big TWiG this is going to be. Let me introduce our regular panelists
first. It's TWiG Plus.
It is TWiG Plus, literally. Jeff Jarvis is here from his office at the City University of New York. He's the author, of course, of What Would Google Do? Professor of journalism and blogger at BuzzMachine.com. Gina Trapani is also here from San Diego, California. She's at SmarterWare.org. She's been using this brand new thing for a full 24 hours. She's our expert.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But we do have two people on the show been using it longer. Let me introduce in the upper left-hand corner, Bradley Horowitz from Google.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Bradley. And what is your relationship to Google Plus?
Big fan.
No, come on. I think you're a little more than that.
Vice president of product and was part of the team that helped build this.
That's fantastic. And Vic Gundotra, who's also very well known at Google and I think a happy man right now. Hi, Vic.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
We also have kind of a hangout going on. I don't know if you know this, but we've got quite a few people, including Matt Cutts from Google. I see Doug Kay there. There's quite a few people waving. Trey Ratcliffe, Robert Scoble, quite a few people in there. Wait a minute. There's the werewolf. Okay. Dylan Field is in there, and he was a werewolf, but he's not anymore. So this is a part of Google Plus called the Hangout. Who wants to start? Vic, do you want to start, or Bradley? Do you want to give us? I need somebody to give me a thumbnail of what this is. This is probably the biggest Google product launch in quite some time.
So why don't I start off by just giving you a little bit of a description of what our goals were,
okay.
And then we can dive into the various aspects of it.
Okay.
So we recognize that a basic human need is the need to connect with other people. And, of course, we do that all the time. We smile. We talk. We cheer. We connect all the time in real life. Unless, like, you're in solitary confinement, right? But increasingly today, people are connecting with each other online. And yet when they connect online, their interactions are not like the real – the choices that they have –
I'm starting to lose your audio. I'm not sure what's going on there, Vic.
Yeah, I hear some background noise. Do you hear me now?
Let me cut the back.
No, you're good.
It's better.
Is that better? Okay.
Okay, good. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, great. So, you know, when you look at the online choices that we have to connect with people, they often give you very rigid choices. You know, one tool allows you to speak publicly to everyone in the world. Other tools force you to put all of your connections into a big bucket, and it turns out all those people are not really your friends. And so we thought, you know, there's got to be a way to do this better. And when we talked to our own friends, when we talked to our own families, when we looked at market research, we consistently heard from people that they want to communicate with different circles, that in real life, how you communicate with your closest friends is different than how you communicate with your coworkers. How you communicate with your sister is different than how you communicate with a neighbor. And so we asked ourselves, why is it that that doesn't exist in software? That richness and nuance that we have in real-world communications, why don't we express that in software? And we recognize that in some respects, it's just hard. People don't like having to go create these circles. And so we really tried to develop a tool. And this tool is at the heart of the Google Plus project, which is the ability to create these circles. And we had Andy Hertzfeld, who was one of the original members of the Macintosh design team, really helped lead a team that built a breakthrough UI that it makes it very simple for you to not only have lots of connections in your life, but put them in the appropriate circles. You know, a family circle, a friend circle, a Napa buddy circle. And then that concept is core to everything else that the product does. I think you talked about Hangouts, and since you're showing them here, I'll briefly talk about how circles relate to Hangouts. You know, we recognize that when when groups of people want to connect, when you want to connect with people that matter in your life, today that is largely a news feed or stream-based activity. We asked ourselves, why can't you go higher fidelity? Why can't you do group video chat with the people that matter in your life? And we argued that there was three things that were holding back group video chat. One is it's expensive. You have to pay for group multi-user video. Number two, it's complex. You have to call your father and help him install the software and get through the permissions and, you know, shut down the antivirus. And it's too complicated. And we said, what if we made it free? And what if we made it easy? Would then people do group video chat? And we said no, because there's a third reason why people don't connect that way. And that's because of the social awkwardness problem. You know, you try to do group video chat, and you send someone an invite message, and maybe they're not dressed appropriately. And then, you know, then they have to say no, and your request is rejected, and you feel bad about interrupting them. And so what we decided was, what happens in real life? In real life, people give subtle social signals that they're available to chat. You know, it's unlikely we're going to knock on our neighbor's door at 8 o'clock at night just to say hello, because we might be interrupting them. But if our neighbor is sitting on a porch, well, we're much more likely to go, you know, hello, Bob, because his sitting on a porch is a subtle signal that it's okay to talk. And if two neighbors, if Bob is sitting on his porch and your other neighbor, Mark, is talking to him, then it's almost rude to walk by and not say hello. And so we built that into software. With Google Plus, when you start a hangout, a notice gets put into the stream, and you can decide which circle gets to see that. Maybe just your family circle or your Napa buddy circle or all your circles. All of them get to see that you're hanging out on your porch. And whenever someone's available, why, they can join you. And it's amazing. We see the exact same dynamic. As soon as two people are in a hangout, pretty soon three people join. And it turns into a party very, very quickly. And we support up to 10 people in a video hangout at no charge. So that's a quick overview of the Google Plus project and one aspect of the Google Plus project, Hangouts.
Wow. Thank you, Vic. And as if people were watching the video as we went through this, we showed a little bit of my interface to this. It is... it was very easy to set up. There's a plugin you download, and it really is. It's kind of amazing. I'll turn up the audio briefly so you can hear it. There are 10 people in there, so it's kind of a party going on.
Now, I could have sworn there was a mode that
switched.
There we are. Okay. Now
everyone goes quiet.
Everybody got quiet. It's really it's quite a thing going on in there. Hey, Robert Scoble. And I noticed, Vic, also the focus shifts automatically to the person who's speaking. There's Matt Cutts.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You also can mute your mics, and you can mute mics of somebody who's being very noisy and disturbing the room. It's really, really well done.
Ah, so that got quieter when I did that. That's Robert Scoble explaining how this stuff works. So you
I would never mute you, Robert.
And there's an empty chair, apparently talking right now. So you launched this, Vic, yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah, we went to limited field trial mode yesterday.
How limited? Who? It seems like a lot of people I know are on here. Scoble's already added 1,000 friends.
Of course.
Mostly Googlers?
I think the friends that he added were people that were already part of our initial seed.
Okay.
And we chose the initial seed very carefully. We wanted a lot of diversity. So we have people that represent over 42 of the world's languages that are in that initial seed. Trying to really test the product, make sure that we meet people's privacy expectations, that the systems are working, that we can scale. And we'll slowly grow that initial seed. As we're ready,
people can get ask for an invitation by going to the website.
Yes.
When you get it, you suddenly get on your Google. Well, actually, I think everybody's getting this now. This black bar, is everybody getting that on their Google page?
Yes. Yes.
So this black bar is a new part of the interface here. But if you are part of the Plus experiment, you'll get the. Maybe I should call it an experiment. The Plus
project.
Project. There we go. Because I gather not fully experimental, although my interface to my computer apparently is. You'll get the Plus and your name there, and you can click that to go right to Plus. How many people? How quickly do you plan to roll this out more publicly? How many people are going to be involved?
So we're not disclosing any numbers right now. We're just working with our initial seed. We're watching how the systems react. We're measuring certain characteristics, and we'll have more announcements in the future.
Go ahead.
And the thing that everyone asked last night and has been asking me today that I asked Bradley last night is apps yet? No, not yet.
But it is a very it feels, you know, when I, as I play with the stream, it feels kind of very Facebooky, very or friend feed or buzz in a way, and yet also more social. You do really, I think the circles really does solve that list making problem. Even Mark Zuckerberg has said that we want different groups, but nobody wants to make lists. This kind of drag and drop interface really is kind of fun.
To be honest.
It really is. Leo, that's what we were trying to do, is we were trying to eliminate this awkwardness that some of these tools have.
Right.
And so we tried to make the circles fun, but you'll see that subtlety all through the product. And I think you mentioned earlier that in the Hangouts, the camera switches automatically. You know, we realize that the higher end telecommunication services that corporations use often have this camera switch capability.
Yeah.
And so we tried to bring that down, because in the real world, people interrupt each other's conversations and the conversation jumps around. And so the software recognizes that the conversation is jumping around and it tries to move the video with that, which I think provides a really fun experience.
Are you using Vidyo as a back end for this?
We are not. Okay. I'm assuming you're referring to some of the codec work that we're using.
Well, you use. I was under the impression that GTalk uses the Vidyo.
Yes.
But this is not that.
We are not disclosing which codecs we're using at this time, because we're actually experimenting with a couple of different options, and as we go through field trial, we'll make various engineering trade-offs.
Hangout also allows you to jointly watch YouTube videos. Gina, you said you were doing that. Last night.
Yeah, it works really well. If you watch a YouTube video together, if someone skips ahead, the person you're watching with skips ahead, that happens for you too. It's very much an instinct kind of, you know, it's a group activity you're doing with your friends. And I would love to see screen sharing. I'd like to pair program in a Hangout. I'd like to use a whiteboard and, you know, listen to music. So it's a neat, I really like the YouTube functionality a lot. I want to see it do more.
Matt's playing with his buckyballs right now. You can see the party, the fun element of this, but Trey Ratcliffe, who's a photographer and has a website, stuckincustoms.com, and uses Hangout, or has been using Hangout with his work friends who are distributed all over the country, said it's also very useful for them because they just leave it up and running, and then as they need to communicate, they can. So this isn't pure fun.
But it seems to be that when it came to work versus fun in the release so far, fun won.
Bradley, I take it you've been using this. Yes, fun always wins, doesn't it? You've been using this for a while. Have you used it, and as you've seen new people come on, have the use cases changed and shifted a little bit, or are you surprised at how sometimes people are using this?
Well, I think the most surprising thing about Hangouts was that even though for the last few months as we've been testing this, we've been trapped in a work scenario, it's just been our colleagues, fun just sort of erupted. All kinds of traditions emerged around Hangouts. Vic, you know, even other executives would, there we go, Matt Cutts is something on his head. This behavior, like for some reason, you know, you put people in a Hangout like this and all kinds of hilarious behavior ensues. Yeah. People were in Hangouts for hours and hours, because once the originator leaves the Hangout can keep going.
I like that, actually.
Last 8 hours.
Yeah, Robert Scoble was mentioning that, and I think that's a subtle but valuable feature of this. Nobody owns it.
Very good design decisions. I'm going to make a sign that says I'm with stupid and hold it up when I go into Hangouts now.
So we have this is Hangout. We've shown you circles as well, and then there's Stream, which is a stream of content going down, and then there's Sparks. Tell us about Sparks, Bradley. What is this?
So Google knows a lot about the content that's on the web. Obviously, through services like Google Search and Google News, we have fresh, up-to-the-minute content. Sparks allows you to express your interests, your sort of durable interest. I'm interested in hiking or scuba diving or whatever esoteric interests you want. There's a free text search there. And we will bring you fresh, topical content suitable for sharing. So if I type in IBM to the Sparks interface there, We're not going to bring you the Wikipedia page for IBM or, you know, navigational queries for IBM. We're going to bring you up-to-the-minute news stories regarding IBM that are topical and meaningful for today. So we think that one of the things we want to do with this product, it turns out to be really great for conversation. It's, you know, in other networks, it can be sometimes hard to have a meaningful threaded conversation. You can do that here. And we want to sort of give people an icebreaker, a spark to the conversation, and then allow them to have meaningful conversations that aren't filled with spam or random people sort of chiming in, but are contained to these circles. And we've certainly seen that in our testing that sort of has up-leveled the quality of conversation.
So it's not Google Alerts. In fact, it looks like this is going almost a search of Google News. Is that accurate?
Is it a subset of Google News?
Google News is included. The corpus behind this is custom. So it's nothing you've seen before, and we're continuing to tune it and figure out what content belongs in Sparks, whether it's YouTube videos or news stories or blog postings. All of that is fair game. And then we're tuning the relevance. The things you may want to share with other people might be different than the things you might want to read privately. And so we're continuing to use machine learning to tune the relevance, to bring things that inspire this kind of sharing.
This is so I've added two interests. I've added movies and Android. When I go to Sparks now, will I see a stream of movies and Android? No, I continue to see these suggested.
So on your left hand column,
so
you'll
have to click. So there's no collation of all of them. I'll do one by one.
There should be. I mean, Leo, you're right on. I mean, the welcome screen that you see there is basically a placeholder. We will do something much better and more interesting than that. But you know, when you click on Sparks right now, you see those suggested Sparks, those, you know, cycling and Paris. We're just trying to give people a flavor for what the product can do. But you can imagine that we will have a much better combined relevance rank stream that will be a better experience for you.
You know, this is always, it's funny because on this show for a long time, one of the complaints I've had, I said Google needs to hire fewer computer scientists and more social scientists, because now we've got all these great technologies, but it's so complicated for an end user to grok what's going on and to implement it. And it's clear that Andy and your team have put a lot of effort into thinking about how humans will use this. But it sounds like this is an evolving interface. This isn't, you don't consider this done by any means.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, field trial is the right term. That's not a euphemism.
Okay.
There's a lot of rough edges in there and a lot of learning we have to do. So the feedback we've gotten in the first 24 hours has been tremendous. I mean, even if it's stuff we've heard before, the chorus of people debating it and, you know, all of that informs how we prioritize getting to this work. So our ear is to the ground, and we're very excited about the level of engagement and the feedback we're getting from folks.
One more feature to mention, and this is the photo sharing feature. And it's essentially, is it automatic? This is what I'm not sure. Vic, would you explain how Photos works?
Yeah, sure. We had this insight after talking with, like I said, our friends and doing some basic research, is that people were finding that they had photos and videos that were abandoned on their phones.
Yeah.
And when we asked them, why didn't you just copy the videos and photos over? They said it was just too hard. Syncing your phone to your computer, recognizing it as a USB device, copying the images onto your machine, putting them scaled or down into the right program, and then sharing it in mail. This was just all too complex. And so we put in a feature called Instant Upload. And for Android devices, that means with your permission, whenever you take a picture or you have a video, we will upload those in the background to a private album. And it turns out to be a very magical experience. If you come back then to your computer, any picture that you have taken in the last 8 hours is instantly available for you to share. It literally shows you small thumbnails. And you can just select those thumbnails from the party last night, and you can just share them really easily. People who have used this feature, you know, claim that they're addicted to it. It really simplifies the entire workflow of using your mobile phone as a camera and then later sharing those assets.
Currently,
but
Android,
you're explicitly.
Go ahead, Jeff.
You're explicitly choosing what to share.
That's correct. Everything
the default
is
private
album. Nothing gets shared automatically.
That's
just
kind of important. Yeah. Because people do all sorts of things with their camera phones they may not want to share publicly.
Vic or Bradley, talk a little bit about one of the memes about this so far has been that it's I won't compare you to Facebook on privacy, but there's a lot of privacy thought in this. What's your
Vic said thank you.
Yeah. What's your of course I want to mention here that I have a book called Public Parts coming out September 27th, Simon and Schuster, but we'll get past that. What's the privacy goal of Plus?
So Bradley, you want to take this or you want me to start?
Sure. I'll take this. I mean, I think one of the things we tried to do was understand users' unmet needs. And Gina wrote a really wonderful, thoughtful post this morning. Some of this is informed by mistakes of our past. Some of it is informed by primary research we did with users. But people really do care about how they are represented online. And the current systems fail to meet many users' needs. We heard this again and again as we asked. And one of the things we tried to do is make privacy not something that's sort of nine settings deep where you sort of set it and forget it, but to pull the basic tenets of visibility and who's in the room and these kind of things that the physical world sets. You know, in the physical world, we have walls. And I know that if I'm in the room with three people, my sound isn't going to, you know, go through the walls and reach people on the other side. And in the online world, it hasn't felt like that to date. When I look at a share box, I really have no idea who's going to sort of receive this on the other end. And so we're just trying to reintroduce some of these basic concepts like specifying an audience, or when I take a right gesture to comment on something, I deserve to see who's in the room and who can see this at that moment in time. So privacy is different. It's not like a setting. It's an approach toward building the product that sort of integrates this in at a feature level. And we think that's something users want.
I want to let you guys go because I know we're using your time and we really, really, really want to thank you for being part of this. But before I go, I should ask a question that our chat room is asking, particularly about APIs, access to this data. Is there a fire hose people can get? This is one of the complaints people have about Twitter. Certainly you've had about Facebook is lack of access to this data. Who owns this data? How can we get to it? Is there an API?
So obviously we are a platforms company. We believe that the data belongs to the user. And so you should expect those APIs to become available. Right now we're in field trial mode and our primary focus is on building a great experience. If it isn't a great experience, there will be no users. And if there are no users, the API access won't matter.
Right.
And so so we're really focused on making sure that it's a great experience. But you can be assured that we are also going to have a platform. In fact, we're simultaneously working on that, and we'll have something to announce in the future.
Absolutely critical. And finally, how can our viewers get invitations? You got any invites for us?
Well, you can go to plus.google.com and you can sign up. We have an unbelievable number of people already signing up.
I bet you do. Yeah.
And just be patient with us.
I think what we've done is we've created an unprecedented demand for this, because I think as people look at this and how you can use it and the Hangouts and the and just the features, I think there's going to be an unprecedented demand for this.
This is going to get more real the more my friends I can actually have on.
Yep.
I mean, I have a disproportionate number of Google friends, which I'm really quite enjoying, that I'm getting into a whole new world, but I can't get the full sense of it until I get more of my world in there. So the sooner it's big, it's real.
You bet.
Your team has been doing an unbelievable job of customer support, answering questions. Almost every thread. I've seen so many threads and even Hangouts where Googlers are hopping in and answering questions. Really, please pass on to them that I think they're doing an unbelievable job.
And Gina, like you, the fact that you gave such good advice, your users, people like Mark Pincus gave his long suggestions about what to do. It's really impressive to see in a beta culture, when you put it like this, the suggestions and the help people give you.
I also want to thank you for the Android app and ask, is there an iOS app in the future or other platforms?
Yes, there is an iOS app.
What a surprise. I figured there was, but I figured I should also ask. I was just playing with this on Eileen's Nexus 1, and I'm going to put it on my Android phone immediately as well.
Yeah, you want it because of Huddle. Huddle is the Android app only, which is really neat. I can't wait until my lunch buddies are all have the Huddle app installed, because then we'll be able to.
And the Huddle app will be available in the iPhone version as well, and it also works with your friends who just have plain old SMS on their phone.
So awesome. That's what I wanted to hear.
So we didn't mention Huddle. Huddle is kind of a
plain Huddle.
It's group messaging, right?
Group text messaging, yep.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you for having us on the show.
Thank you, Victor.
Thank you so much.
Senior Vice President for Social for Google, Bradley Horowitz, Vice President for a Product at Google. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate the time you spent talking about this. And congratulations on an exciting launch.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Plus one.
Yeah, I still have my badge from food camp. Thank you, Bradley. Cool. Now I know what it means. Unfortunately, when he gave me that plus one badge, I went, I like this. And I don't know if he'll forgive me.
You always get in trouble, Leo.
Meanwhile, the Hangout is still going. This is really, you know, I'm trying to be a calm journalist and not gush and effuse over this. Trying to find the flaws, trying to be negative. Well,
especially after I said that, pardon me, Gina, Wave was going to change the world.
Well, yeah, Gina in her article said that right up front, you know, she's a little gun shy. We're all a little gun shy. What's very clear, they said it, but I think it bears repeating, is they have learned a lot from Buzz and from Wave and from other launches that didn't go this well. In fact, that's the name of Gina's article, What Google Plus Learned from Buzz and Wave. What did they learn, Gina? What are they doing better? What are they doing right?
This Google Plus suite of products has a lot of good design decisions that are very evident. And so in my article, I kind of run down. I mean, there are so many mistakes that were made in Buzz and Wave. Wave launching without email notifications to get people to come back to it. You know, as soon as the press was saying, it's not that impressive. People weren't, were waving back and not seeing their replies. They weren't getting email notifications. The way that Buzz kind of just landed in your Gmail inbox and was this giant add-on and made all this noise. You know, Google Plus isn't this single monolith that was like Wave, but it's not this, invasive add-on either. It's this separate suite of products that you can opt into. It's Plus, it's Extra. It feels like they just... There's a lot of thought that went into it. And, no one wants to make lists of friends, not even me. I'm the organizer. I get a lot of satisfaction from organizing. No one wants to make lists of friends. But the fact that Google was able to let go of its focus on speed and efficiency and let Andy do his do what he does best in that circle interface, that chips interface, dragging and dropping people onto a circle. And
it is
even
so sweet.
Deleting a circle is just so delightful and neat. You want to organize. See, this is the thing. Time Machine does this well, too. Like, no one wants to back up your data, right? But Time Machine's really cool. It makes it fun. I think circles makes, an organizational task, which is kind of a pain, really easy. And what I also like about this is that up front, when you're sharing, you have to say, who am I sharing this with? Which circles am I sharing this with? Now, I believe that Facebook, you can make lists in Facebook. I'm not even sure if you can share selectively with lists. But
you can have a group. In groups, you can.
You can have a group, but it's not... It's sort of, you have to really know the product well, and it's sort of buried. This is what I really like about circles, is that up front and center, you're saying, I'm showing this to my mom and my brother, or I'm showing this to Jeff and Leo, and I really dig that. So I like that Google, I think this shows a lot of evolution. This is the iteration 3, I think, of their major social apps. It doesn't look like a GWT, the Google Web Toolkit design, it doesn't have the Google Voice, Google Wave, Gmail design.
This is gorgeous. I mean,
it's beautiful. It looks really nice. And I too am trying to be cautiously optimistic. The reality is that social products are only as useful as how many of your friends are in it, right? So this remains to be seen what adoption is going to be like, right? But I mean, just Hangout alone for me. Just a couple weeks ago, I was thinking, I hate being alone in my office all day. I'm going to find a co-working space. I need to see more humans. Hangouts will that'll be something I'll have on all the time.
Yeah.
And for my coworkers at Expert Labs and my former Lifehacker I'll be able to see my friends talking more and talk with them face-to-face a lot more. And in fact, I think it's interesting. Last night, Jeff and Vic and Bradley and I were in a Hangout, and that's actually the first time I've ever had a chance to talk to Vic directly. I've seen him at conferences, and I've always been too intimidated and too scared to walk up to him. But then suddenly, Google Hangout, I was talking directly with Vic. I was a little intimidated. But Jeff asked Vic and Bradley to be on Twig today in Hangout. And there's a social pressure about being asked something face-to-face in front of 9 other people. And they both kind of paused because they're both busy men. They paused for a moment, and then they just said, okay. You could tell that if we had sent them an email, they could have ignored it.
You're
right. PR. Well, plus, so, Gina, I also looked at you because I was making an executive decision here. Not sure whether this was the right thing to do for the show. Kind of, is that okay? And Gina says, "Yay!" And so the human cues and signals that you got all around became really interesting.
it was a really, really interesting moment. I was thrilled that you asked because I didn't have the guts to ask.
Yeah.
I was like, of course, this is what a real journalist does, right?
Exactly.
I was just like, oh my God, it's Vic.
Well, a real New Yorker, Gina. You've been in California too long.
Yeah, I guess so.
Come too nice.
Hey, you're going to join us or what? Get in here.
Hey, get in here. I should have done my Brooklyn, right? No, but I
talked to
really
Tim Shea, who's the head of Next New Networks, which was bought by Google.
Yeah.
And he said, same thing. We just saw each other on Hangout. I hadn't seen Tim in a year and a half. So I got to reconnect with him, which is part of the magic, let's remember, of Facebook and Twitter, too, is you reconnect. And so I talked to Tim, and he was talking about this, and he said that even though I'm seeing this as very social, he said he hasn't had a phone call with anyone since he's been at Google. All he's done is Hangout.
Interesting.
Everything is this. And that's how he does all communication that he's had. It's just nobody wants to call.
I find this... very exciting, to be
honest.
It is. I'm thinking of things. You know, Tim was at Food Camp, as was Bradley Horowitz, as was Gina. And, you know, Gina, one of the things that struck me is that you can have little mini food camps. You know, one of the great things is seeing people in real life, the ability to do these hangouts and see these people. We could even play werewolf in here. I see Dylan Fields in here. We could even play werewolf in here. I mean, it would be – this is – I don't know how we'd do it, but we'll have to – they need a werewolf button.
You have to have a private IM conversation going on with the. So
Matt,
are you?
Matt
are
and
you?
Dylan are in, by the way. So I just think this is really intriguing, and boy, you can really and Scoble's not. You can really see the design, the UI put into this. I think it's kind of boy. I don't know if it's all Andy, but this is unique. Look, here's a dog, a cat. What is that? Is that Will's got a. Animal of some sort he's holding up.
I think there's marketing possible. I mean, there's no ads visible now, not yet. My editor, Simon & Schuster, when he saw this, said, oh, can we do a book party on Plus for I don't know, a certain book coming out September 27th from Simon & Schuster called Public Parts. and pre-order is available now on Amazon.
Yes.
And so, you know, can you imagine getting together with new kinds of focus groups? Imagine customer service here. I'm starting to huddle of people who are having problems with my computer. You know, you just start to. This is where I always go too far. But what other kinds of communication besides just hanging out make this possible? Because I think, Gina, you really hit on something there. You know, Vic Gandotra's box is the same size as Gina Trapani's box.
Yes.
There's an equalization there. There's no stage here. Everyone gets the stage when they say something and they don't get interrupted. And that's really cool.
It's pretty darned interesting.
Yeah, Hangouts. They did great with Hangouts. The stream is not that different than Facebook or Buzz.
It feels like Friend Feed. It feels like Buzz. It feels better than Facebook because I have more control over it.
Yes, but it's irritating because it defaults to giving you any post with recent activity. So Vic's post last night that said, "Wow, congratulations, team!" as all of his employees. Sucked up to him and said, "Yeah, thanks, boss."
Yeah.
That it pumped that up to the top of my feed constantly.
That was a Buzz problem.
That was a Buzz problem.
That was a big Buzz problem.
They didn't learn that one from Buzz. And I want more options to decide what it is. I thought incoming was just new posts, and then somebody from Google said, "No, it's not. It's kind of people who I'm not following." I want a few more controls there. Not defaults, but just let me see just new posts. Let me see current activity. Let me see stuff you recommend. Make that very clear to me. The names, as Gina said last night, are really nice and human and cute, but sometimes they need a little clarity, I think.
All right, well, let's keep nitpicking, understanding that this is nitpicking. What else is wrong?
Well, I think the main thing is siloing, which is not necessarily their fault, but how is this going to connect to Twitter? How can it connect to Facebook? I want to be able to post one thing. I mean,
hence the API question. If they provide an open API and access to the fire hose, there's nothing to stop Twitter from federating with this, right?
Which should be fine,
right,
I think,
Gina? I think that's the key. So that's the question, and that's why it's an important question. I didn't mention this to Vic, but that came from Lou in our chat room who works at Microsoft. So I think that there's genuine interest in this. And, you know, if they do the AP, why wouldn't they do it right? Because unlike Facebook, unlike Twitter, they're not trying to silo. It's in Google's interest to get all of these companies to federate. Is it not?
Is it in their interest?
They want to drive traffic. Isn't that all they care about?
It's in their interest to get users. They really want to get users. And this is, I have to say, I'm really glad that the focus is on users first and then developers. I'm certainly interested in the API and I'm dying to integrate this in ThinkUp and all those great things. But you know, I think there's something about, we don't want another buzz or another friend feed where people just sort of pipe their Twitter posts or their friend feed posts. We want, you know, Google wants people to be interacting on Google Plus because it forms
that's the difference between Buzz and Plus. In Buzz became just another Twitter because everybody was pumping their Twitter into it. We're not proposing that. We're not saying that Google should suck it from Twitter. We're saying Twitter should take it from Google. That's a big difference, especially from Google's point of view. In fact, it might be the reason that Twitter doesn't do it. They don't want to become an also-ran.
But I want to pump out to Twitter and let people know. And in fact, that was what's happening when somebody else put up a Hangout. They put it on Twitter.
Publishing a Hangout on Twitter.
Bad idea.
Well, but you only get 10 people.
That's true. And but you get the first 10 to see
you get
it.
The first 10, but if you're really lonely, and you only get in with the URL.
Right.
Part of what I don't understand here is that there's two things that I haven't got my head around yet. Well, more than that, but I'll list two now. One is that this is async. This is not Facebook. It's async like Twitter in that I can follow people. They don't have to follow me. But I don't understand all the implications of that, right? If I follow Robert Scoble but Scoble doesn't follow me, does he see what I say? I don't see what he says. I don't understand that. Second is when I make something public, what does public mean? As opposed to just one of my circles, right? When it says public, how does the world see that? Does this have the potential to be Twitter in that I can follow lots of people who want to talk to the world? And where do I find that and how does that work? Of course, I can't yet because it's a closed test. But those are the two things that are really confusing me so far about Plus. Gina?
Danny Sullivan just did a post, I don't have the URL on me, but about how public Plus posts show up in search results. So right now, I think that you can search. You can use like the site colon plus.google.com advanced operator and search for. I'll search for Jarvis. Let's see. And then so like I'm getting posts by Jeff Jarvis. Yeah, in Google Plus. So Google Plus public posts will show up in search results, and I'm sure that they'll show up even more once we're out of the field.
So in that case, I want them to show up on Twitter too. And I actually do want them to show up on Facebook too. Facebook probably won't allow it. But if Facebook lets Twitter in, why wouldn't they let this in?
Right.
So I want that end of it, right? What was the other thing I was confused about?
I'm looking at Danny's post here. Anything that happens with Google Plus can be made public with the world if someone chooses to do so. So when Scoble declared he'd friended over 1,000 people, he made that public. And you can see it says public.
Of course.
Right there. Of course, everything Robert does is public. And then presumably Google does, you know, do a good job of spidering Google Plus.
Oh, I know what I was asking. The asynchronous nature then. Okay. So Leo, if you and I put Robert in our circles, we will see what Robert says to the public world, but you will not see what he says to a circle of neighbors. Yeah?
Right.
I don't know. But let's ask
if Robert. Doesn't see me.
Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. If I share an item with just my family and don't put it to the public feed, you won't see it.
Well, that's as it should be.
Right. Go to the next level, Robert. So if I follow you, I will see anything public you say, but you will not see anything public I say unless you follow me.
Right.
Okay. So it's Twitter with circles.
That I'm not sure about. Probably true.
So what happens is it's if you take I'm trying to just get the sense of.
Let's say I'm following Matt Cutts, so. And Matt Cutts is a friend of yours, and Matt Cutts is following you, and you share something, and he plus ones it. Does it put it in my view? I believe it does.
Oh, Matt?
Is Matt in there anymore? Yeah, he's
yeah,
right
he's there.
There.
Yeah,
Matt, go
Matt's
ahead. Speak to us, Matt. This is so cool. I'm going to use this from now on the shows. T- 10 of you will get to talk.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Leo, this is your video wall.
Pretty cool stuff.
This is freaking cool.
This is exactly what we talked about last week.
We've been playing with all the corner cases, and you can mute people, and you can chat. It's really pretty nice.
I'm going to try to compose myself and be a journalist here. But it's kind of hard not to jump up and down.
So Leo, Matt, I'm going to leave this running on one of my machines 24 hours a day, and people can just see if I'm there or not. And
I am,
if I'm
too.
There. Yeah,
this is actually, actually, Hangouts automatically shut down after a few hours.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So, Will, tell us who you are, Will Norris, so we...
So I'm a developer advocate, or developer programs engineer at Google, working on the Google Plus platform.
So he knows, in other words.
Can you explain this async to me?
That means we don't get to watch Robert on that bed in the middle of the night?
That's Gary Kay, by the way, the deep voice coming from a studio.
Doug Kay. Doug Kay.
I'm Doug Kay. Gary Kay's an old friend. Doug Kay, thank you.
So Matt or Will, am I right that if you're friends of, let's say, Leo's, and Leo shares something in the public and I don't see it, but you plus want it, is it putting it in my view because I'm following you?
That's a good question. I'm not 100% sure.
That's very buzzy.
I don't believe that simply plus wanting it will expand the ACL of the...
Oh, dear. And this is the problem of... All right. I'm just going to mute that. We were for a while. It was working nicely because I think... Robert, help me. Do I need to mute everybody and then unmute people as we speak to them? How is this going to work?
No, somebody needs to mute themselves, or we need to figure out who's noisy and we'll mute them.
Yeah, so
them.
I have these granular mute controls, so I can...
Now, the problem was that somebody was watching your video stream and
had
speaker and had their mic open.
Right, watch. You can't do that, unfortunately, which is a little bit of a limitation. I guess you could do it if you wore headphones or something.
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing headphones and I have a good mic.
Right, and then there's
delay. Because otherwise, we can't hear Jeff in the Hangout.
You can't.
You wouldn't want that.
Well, I can make that.
That would be a bad thing.
We can make it so you hear Jeff now.
Yeah, if you feed Jeff and Gina into the Google Plus audio, then we'll all hear that too.
I am doing that now. Yeah.
And then it's Utopia.
Yeah.
Well, only if you get
we'll
Gina.
We'll just die and go to heaven.
So Leo, we were talking last week about having a wall of screens where you have Twit listeners able to come in and join and talk. Google just made it for you.
Yeah, this is
really
this is fascinating. There's so much I can do with this, but it's not specifically me, because really this, yes, there's a broadcast value to it, but what it really does is it solves it. It's a social thing that works socially. Yes. And in intriguing ways, you know, this one of the things that strikes me is that a company like Google has so much clout, and these products have such widespread use potential. You know, this could literally be used by a billion people, that it can change society.
Yes.
Oh, here you go.
Well, don't you think?
I know. It's what I always do. I'm trying my best not to do that.
Habermas would have said... I'm sorry, Jeff.
I'm really interested in kind of the cultural, behavioral effects that these kinds of things have. I really like Vic's analogy about someone hanging out on a porch.
Yeah.
The thing about a hangout, though, is that it's a moving porch, because there is no host or owner. You know, it just sort of lives. As long as there's someone in it, it lives. And so Andy, my coworker Andy and I were hanging out today, and we were talking about, you know, what are the kind of social conventions around popping into a hangout and leaving a hangout. Do you say goodbye? Can you pop in and really not say anything and just lurk like you can in IRC? And so last night, Jeff and I were on a hangout, and a Googler who I won't name was saying that one thing that's been happening internally at Google is that, you know, hangouts have been sort of happening all through the night, and there are these kind of young Googlers and interns using it. And so eventually someone says something flirtatious, or there's some sexual innuendo. And so that the new thing that people do is they show their hands when that happens.
Oh, I like that. So already we've got a new cultural.
Yeah, the new culture, somebody says something dirty, you show your hands.
Wow, that's interesting.
That is really interesting to me. You know, what are the conventions? Am I gonna leave this on and with my coworkers, the hangout, and just sort of walk in and out of my office?
Look at, they're all showing their hands, Gina. Yeah,
hand check. Guilty.
Hand check.
Which is, you know, is kind of funny.
This solves this. Pardon me. I held myself back in not using this word while the two esteemed guests from Google were on, but this solves the penis problem.
I almost said that, and then I thought better of it. But
I did.
You.
I did too. I stopped myself.
Yeah.
But it. You know, it's the chat roulette. Is that identity? It's interesting. That it's just enough identity. You know somebody well enough. It gives you enough control to mute them. It really becomes far more properly.
There can be anonymous people in here, but they're friends of friends. So, for instance, I started this hangout. I don't know many of the people in here because Robert then added a bunch of people, right, Robert? So that
yeah.
What is that symbol?
Everyone's
Doug?
Doing the wave.
That's for Gina.
That's the hangout wave.
That's the wave. It's starting. This I have to say. This is starting to feel a little bit too much like the Gilmore Gang.
Oh,
that's really getting low, Leo.
It has a Gilmore. Well, but in some ways, though, I say that in a positive way.
I'm going to get fired for that remark.
No, but it has the value of the Gilmore Gang in a somewhat more controlled situation. Plus, video. I mean, I think this is very intriguing. I mean, one of the things I like about the Gilmore Gang is the large group and the somewhat anonymous ability to add people. But Robert, all these people are your friends, so they're friends of friends. Now, can they then add somebody?
Yeah. And I wouldn't call them friends; they're people I found on the street corner.
So you have the penis problem, and then you have the Scoble problem. It's another problem entirely. Yeah. We need a new sign.
In my first 4 hours, I found 1,200 people on Google Plus.
I know. I can't believe you did that. We need a new sign for Robert. This is the Robert sign. It's an S. Scoble problem. No, but this is friends of friends, so it's not completely anonymous. And if somebody does do something untoward in here, they are in somebody on here's circle. Nobody's disconnected.
And you can report them. There's a red hand underneath everybody's picture, and you can report them to Google and say, this person's naughty.
Oh, that's the naughty hand. I see.
Well,
it.
I tried to
the
find
naughty
out last
hand,
night.
Yeah.
Robert was on last night. If I got into a fight with Robert, and I wanted to just knock him out because I wanted to talk to everybody else, and he wanted to knock me out and still talk to everybody else, that's, again, an asynchronous thing. That we didn't want to do it and actually report somebody. We were trying to figure out last night what's the rule set that's built into the software around that. Matt, do you know?
Matt Cutts.
I don't know. Matt, you're muted.
Matt's trying to
Sorry.
Do. Matt's trying to
Sorry.
Work.
I was.
He was making,
I was making a sign.
With Leo.
Put it in the mirror.
Yeah, it's backwards.
No. 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 No.
I just asked the chat room whether they were jealous of the hangout, and I think they are.
Well, we'll use this. I'll tell you what. We will use this on Twitter like crazy. This is, my mind is reeling with the possibilities here.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing that always kind of made me sad, I wanted to use, as you know, FriendFeed. I wanted to use Buzz, and they just didn't take off, and I ended up back at Twitter, and I've never been fully happy with Twitter. I keep hoping somebody will come up with the next thing, and this, in some respects, is it too soon to say feels a little bit like that?
I'm not sure it goes that far, and I'm not looking at it that way.
Good.
It's fun. I mean, this is something that Google Hangout is something you can't do with Twitter. So
right. Or Facebook, I might add. No. How big a threat to Facebook is this? Is Mark Jeff, is Mark Zuckerberg quivering in his Adidas shower flops?
O'Malik wrote today that they shouldn't be worried. Facebook shouldn't be worried. You know, the problem is, I think we have to ask why Google's doing this. And part of what I believe and part of what I think Om said, if I remember it was his, is that this is a lot about search. I have been arguing that the war now is over the best signal generation. How do companies entice us to generate signals about ourselves so that they can better give us relevance and targeting in content services and advertising? And Google finally admitted and realized that they didn't have our lives. They didn't have us as people. They had us as words and questions, but they didn't have us as people. And they have to learn more about us. So there's going to be the fight that says, oh, Facebook has, you know, 600 whatever million number of people, 100 million people it has now. And Google will have, pick a number, 100 million. And they say, Google lost. That's not going to be the calculation. The calculation is going to be how we use Google, how we think of Google, how Google can serve us better, how Google learns more going forward. And so, you know, I think what I would ask instead about Facebook is not a numbers game. Certainly, Facebook is going to look, and they better have this video feature fast or something equally as cool.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, I actually think that one of the very interesting things about this is sparks. I went through and found stuff about newspapers and journalism and the odd wonky things that I want to know, and did immediately add them to conversation. People did immediately pass them around, and it added more substance than, hey, I got drunk last night, which is what has been interpreted as social. So it adds, try this on, it adds substance to social. So I think Zuckerberg has to say, how does he add new functionality that they have here? How does he add substance to social and give us more control? I think that the whole notion of being able to create circles, Facebook might well have done it too, but the difference for Google is simply that it started from day one. Once you have 1,000 friends in Facebook, you were never, ever, ever going to organize them. So a long-winded answer with absolutely no conclusion. I don't think Facebook is necessarily scared. I don't think that the war here is going to be over raw numbers. I think we're going to see some really interesting competition about features, and I think it's going to be really good for both of them. And Twitter, and Twitter clients, and Foursquare, and so on.
So it's interesting. I just played with Sparks in that way. I picked an article and I shared it. When you share it, you actually, this is really kind of intriguing. You have a choice of sharing it with your existing circles, adding a circle, extending a circle, or public. And you can do several at the same time. So I can I can add public and say, oh, and by the way, send it to my family too. And email for people not using Google Plus. So this is a very granular, very kind of, I think, powerful sharing system. So I agree with you. Sparks is maybe a dark horse here that has some interesting potential. Certainly, I guess it's the conversation starter. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems to be what the name kind of implies.
It sparks a conversation.
So Gina, we're all being cautious here. We're all being... Leo started to go off the edge. We pulled him back.
Thank you. God, I was so close. I would have lost
and
my...
I'm there, too. I really... Because, Gina, you saw the potential in Wave. Is this less profound and slicker, or is this as profound as Wave could have been?
Wave was trying to solve... problems that people who are on mailing lists and use wikis have, right? And that's a kind of a small group, I think, of superpower internet users. I think that Plus One is really trying to hit mainstream folks who want something, who are frustrated with Facebook, who want something better than Facebook. Have you seen the XKCD a cartoon about Google Plus? You know, Plus, somebody says you should try Google Plus, and what is it? It's not Facebook. What's it like? Facebook. And it's like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I wanted.
I want something just like Facebook that isn't Facebook.
Right, just like Facebook that isn't Facebook. So I think that Wave and Plus are trying to solve different problems. I mean, there's the broad stroke problem of like collaboration. I mean, Wave is more about collaborating on documents. Plus seems more about connecting people. I'm kind of obsessed with Hangouts, which is this, you know, feels like a very strong connection. But Huddle is something that I'm really looking forward to. My lunch buddies, I can't wait till you get
Huddle. What's Huddle? Oh, that's the group messaging.
The group messaging.
Now,
is that
available now, or is that something I have to wait for?
It's available now in the Android app only, and it will be in the iOS app, and it will also integrate with regular SMS. So it'll be easy to set up a lunch buddy circle and say, hey, where do you want to meet today? So let's put it this way. Plus is trying to tackle a much less geeky problem than Wave was.
Right.
So here's the interface.
Here's a Huddle. There's the interface. Tap on Huddle.
Actually, I think Jason Howell has already created one, so I see this message. It came in as actually what looked like a text message, but it had the Google Plus notification sign next to it.
And why isn't it on the web interface?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's not on the mobile web interface. I mean, I think it's supposed to really, they're kind of positioning it as group text messaging. And yeah, it's only available. In fact, I'm definitely getting the feeling from iOS folks that they're feeling a little bit left out or not being able to try Huddle because it's Android only.
Can we add video to this? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, interesting. Very interesting.
Watch out, FaceTime.
Yeah. I have to tell you, this show is the reason why I got so excited about Hangout, is because I just feel like video chat, group video chat is such an intimate kind of way to talk and meet with people.
Amen.
And I was really shy about video chat before we started doing Twig. And then when I saw Hangout, I was like, yes, exactly. I'm going to be able to do my own Twig that isn't broadcast. And this is, I think, an important thing. The fact that you can't record a Hangout or, you know, unless you're using screen recording software, it lets you talk about people who came in and left. you know, when you go into a Hangout, there's also a text chat on the left side. If you come into a Hangout, you do not see what people said before you came in, which is interesting. It's a very ephemeral, you know, just a conversation at a cocktail party. If you're there, you're there. And if you're not, you miss it kind of thing. And I really like that. This isn't about productivity. It's not about journalism. It's not about broadcasting. It's about just hanging out. And I dig that a lot.
I just figured out how you could play werewolf with it, too. All right, everybody put your head down. Now, werewolves, wake up and see. They'll look up. You got to trust everybody. Yeah, see, look, see this. I knew you were a werewolf. this is really interesting.
So Leo, take what Gina just said. I'm just
there's the awake spinning. Check, by the way, since I haven't done anything. It says, are you still here? And I have to say yes. Okay,
so like a dead man switch.
Yeah, dead man switch. But I don't know, that was an hour in, I think. Yes, exactly an hour in.
So one thing you could do here is I could imagine the Twit Network deciding that you could have a mini sub show.
Right.
You could just have Samsung tablet people pick their own 10 people, and because they can't broadcast it to the world, through Twit, you could. See what I'm saying?
Right.
The Hangout.
So it extends this. It extends this into a public form.
You can do that.
Right.
You can make a Hangout public.
I should
broadcast.
I should probably get. I should have asked Vic, but I guess it's he kind of by his silence gave me permission. I wonder if there is in the license agreement something that prevents me from doing what I'm doing right now, which is rebroadcasting this. I don't.
Surely not. It's how could.
Well, I'd probably have to put a message up that says, "Everybody, by the way, you're on the air."
Oh, that part. But that's not a licensing issue.
No,
that's
not a Google licensing issue. Seth is showing us his tablet version of this. Is that Huddle in tablet form, Seth? Speak so that we can hear you.
Speak so we can see you.
Yeah.
You can click on.
What
Seth.
Do I click him if I just double click him?
Yeah, on click him. Click him once.
Makes him the main one.
There you go, Seth. Yes. Show us the tablet again. I don't hear you. I don't know why. Oh, because I muted you. Foolish me. Go ahead, Seth.
So I was actually showing you Robert's, I guess, message post. What is the unit of a shared thing?
You get to name it, Seth. Congratulations.
Monad.
It's a monad.
Let's call it a Leo.
Let's call it a monad.
A monad's good. I like that. Very Kantian. So,
Zeke Weeks in Twitter just said that that however we might solve the penis problem for chat roulette, but not for politicians.
Just think of what Representative Wiener could do.
This in the hands of Wiener.
That's terrible.
Oh my!
That's
oh my!
Terrible, terrible thing.
He'd have his hands up all the time.
Yeah. Oh, Will's got his hands up. Okay, Will. This is fun. This is really. I could see getting a lot of work not done.
Yes.
Yeah, that's been the same. I just wanted to go into a Hangout. It really is. Well, the other problem I have is I feel like I'm living in the middle of Mississippi now, because I'm looking at my Twitter stream, I'm looking at my Plus stream, I'm looking at my Facebook stream, not to mention my friggin' email, a little bit of RSS. Remember that?
Yeah.
You know, it's just life. Everything has become profoundly aflow. And you know, I talk about process versus product all the time.
So what does that have to do with Mississippi? I'm sorry, I missed the analogy.
It's all a stream. It's a huge stream.
Oh,
it's
just, I get it.
Streams. It's,
you feel like you're living in a river. Of, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, but it didn't work very well. Yeah, okay.
The muddy Mississippi. I get it now. I understand what you're saying.
Old man Twitter, just old man Twitter.
Oh boy, you guys should just do your own Hangout.
We're gonna, yeah, no kidding. We should have an old men Hangout.
Get a Hangout.
I could empty the Hangout. Yeah.
Hangouts for singers. Oh, karaoke.
Ooh. Oh boy.
Oh, come on. Let's get the Hangout room to all sing one song. Let's see if we can do it right now. The first karaoke Hangout.
It's not going to work so well because there's some latency. So what song are they going to sing, Jeff? You get to pick it.
The loudest singer will win.
Yeah, that's right. Because we only hear one audio thing.
Oh, you only hear one at a time. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay, never mind. It won't work.
I'm muting him again. I don't want to hear it. all right, let me get back to the philosophy. Any good technology to succeed, to continue on, to be used, has to be generative. Yes, it has to. And we're seeing this already in many ways. It creates new uses, creates new thoughts about how you might use it. This is absolutely generative technology, I would say, I would venture.
Is it as generative as Twitter was? Not yet. Or could it be? So Twitter became generative to the extent that people could set standards,
right,
and could act on them.
Yep.
You could search on hashtags.
Yep.
I don't know that I see that yet here. It'll be interesting to see how people try to extend this.
It will. I mean, the hands-up behavior is sort of the new retweet, I guess, a lot less useful, but kind of fun and private. There's not a lot of search going on here. I mean, this is viral in so much as that if you share things in your stream, the fact that you've shared it will show up in my Google search results. I mean, there are sort of subtle hooks into other places. So I'm going to assume if I search for Android and Leo has posted something from his Sparks, he shared something, I'm going to see that. Right in my search results. So that's going to be, that's there's some virility going on there.
Well, this is very intriguing. I think that what we're seeing is something brand new that has some huge potential.
Right. Let me ask it another way. Gina, Ms. Developer, Queen of the Developers, what would you, just knowing what you know so
far.
Yeah,
write something. What would you write?
What APIs would you want out of what do you want to get your hands into?
Yeah, great question.
That is a really good question.
You could write TweetUp for this, yeah?
Yeah, I would definitely want to integrate this with ThinkUp. Pulling public posts and pulling posts that are revealed to the circles that I'm in, doing the kind of sentiment analysis and conversational analysis that we're doing. I mean, you don't need that as much here because, you know, this is threaded discussion. So I can post a prompt or a question to my followers or people who are, you know, I'm in their circles, and I'll have that conversation in a particular view. I definitely want to search through things that my friends have said, things that, you know, I have a circle called my inner circle who are like my super trusted VIPs. I would love to be able to search through just things that they've said about a particular topic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really still kind of thinking about what else. Now, what's interesting about this, did you guys read Stephen Levy's Wired piece? I really recommend it, kind of the background. It's a long one. It's like 8 pages on kind of the process of building Google Plus. From what I understand, the 4 or 5 products that launched yesterday are just sort of the beginning. And, you know, a lot of other things had launched previously, like Plus One was part of this. It's the Emerald Sea. I guess that was the code name for their social effort. So I'm interested to see what else they've got brewing and what else is going to come out. Like Hangout, you know, being able to watch a YouTube video together, that's cool. I also want to be able to listen to music, like I said, like Turntable.fm. I want to be able to pair program. I want to be able to share a whiteboard, that kind of thing. So this seems to lay the groundwork for that possibility. Again, though, social stuff doesn't matter unless your friends are there. Right. So it'll be really interesting to see. Twitter really competed for my attention from Google, you know, from Plus in the last day. Is that going to continue? Where am I going to spend more of my time? It'll be interesting to see.
It feels more like a place you actively play in than
yes.
A place that you see. Twitter, I don't actively play in. I might. It's not as compelling in that.
Oh, right. Well, here's another way to put it.
I scrape Twitter. I don't.
Yes. Yes. I think you're right. You're public. Well, this is where I don't know if I've said this in the show before, but when I took son Jake with me to interview Zuckerberg, and on the way there Jake said the wall wasn't something entirely new in society, and Zuckerberg himself disagreed. And of course I'm going to side with Jake here. Jake said, well, what happens there is people are having conversations in public,
right?
And that's what made me realize that I didn't look at it that way. I see the Facebook wall and Twitter by reflex as a place to publish or broadcast. I see it as media,
right?
Jake doesn't see it that way. Jake and his friends see it as truly as conversation.
It's
and
the
you
water
use
cooler.
Things to feed that.
It's their
it
water.
It really
cooler.
Is.
Yeah.
And it's their society.
Yeah.
And it's where they do things. So two people will have what appears to be a private conversation, but in public. And that's new. So my point is that I think Plus is built more around that model of the water cooler than of the newspaper. And Twitter, you know, when I talked to Ev, Twitter, he really sees Twitter as a news and publishing tool. And I think that's what it's built as.
Yeah.
Facebook,
that's what it's turned into.
Yeah.
So this is something in between the two where I can put in substance, I can put in content, I can do all those things, but the reason to do it in Plus is to socialize. It is to be with people.
Right, right? With certain people, yeah. I mean, Twitter has, I mean, Twitter's privacy settings are binary. You're either protected or you're public, and most people are public. I thought the Facebook wall was based on the whiteboard that college students put on their dorm, put on their residence hall door so people could write on. I mean, this just introduces multiple hallways. You know, I've got my Twig hallway where you guys live, and then I've got my, you know, my family hallway where my mom and my brother live.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and I think that this Plus stresses the fact that people have multiple hallways. I mean, I think when you have a social network like Facebook built by someone in college whose most significant life experience is college, that there's one hallway, you know, where you live, right?
I think that's really right, Gina. And I think that I've watched myself, and of course I'm Mr. Public, but now that I have the chance with everything I post with one of the buttons there, I'm making virtually everything public because that's what I do. And I'm used to it from Twitter and I'm fine with that. The reason that I make something public to a smaller group is not so much privacy, but to not annoy everybody else. Uh-huh. Right? So if I say something to the Twit group, it's probably not because we have super secrets, but it's because this is only relevant to you guys.
Right. Well, I mean, I can imagine planning the show in the in my Twit circle.
Yeah.
Well, we imagine that in Wave 2. I hate to point that
reality
out. We imagined a lot of things. I mean, when I first heard about Wave, when I started using it, it was pretty apparent immediately that it wasn't going to be useful but for what we wanted to do. But when we first heard about it, I thought, this is exactly what we're looking for.
I said it was going to change all of journalism. You know, I went way overboard.
Yeah.
But this notion of privacy doesn't become a negative, it becomes a positive in the way you just put it, Gina. I can choose to go down this hall and just shout to those people and not bother everybody else.
Right.
And so the privacy has an active benefit.
I'll tell you one thing I like. Unlike Twitter, I can edit my GD posts.
Oh.
I have a typo in here. There we go. That's better.
Can change history, Leo. I don't know if I like that.
This has some. This is very buzzy. You know, I got to wonder what a wither buzz.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good question.
Here's my tweet on that. Buzz was.
And we have a show title. Did you spell it WUZZ or WAS? I like that. Buzz was.
Yeah.
I think so.
There's a lot of potential for integration here, right? So I'd love to see this supersede Buzz. I would love to see more integration out to Talk and to Contacts and to SMS. I would love to see Google Reader kind of integrate with Sparks and the sharing and liking and favoriting and commenting there to also feed into this. I mean, Google has been throwing a lot of stuff up against the wall in different silos. And
tie it into Calendar?
Yeah, tie it into – I mean, yeah, there's so much.
Yeah,
you could
schedule
schedule a Hangout.
Hangouts.
You know,
yeah.
Think of all the people who are disenfranchised. Does Hangout have whiteboard capability or screen
not
sharing?
Not yet.
Because, I mean, if you're GoToMeeting, you're scared by this.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the potentials here are to be a real disruptor.
Yeah.
Huge. Yep. Now, and Google's percentage in this is the same as it is with all other apps. Just the more you use it.
Signals.
Because there's no ads. We should
well,
have.
Not yet.
I should have asked Vic, but I presume at some point there might be some ads. But do they even need to put ads in here? Because you're right. They're getting – what they were missing was social search. We've said this many times, that they were going to get lapped by Facebook because Facebook could merge search with social.
Or, Leo, look at it this way. You look at Twitter is trying to figure out its ad model. But at some point, brands are using it. Best Buy is using it to have a relationship with people, right? So I could imagine joining a – Samsung Hangout. If I have a problem with my Samsung product, and the Samsung rep should go in there and say, "Oh, let me explain that to you, folks." Right. So the commercial value of Plus may be highly relevant, highly voluntary, highly opt-in marketing relationships and customer service relationships. Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, Googlers are doing that right now. I mean, they're hopping into Hangouts and explaining how to use the product now. I mean, they're really setting an example for how to do good customer service and connection. I mean, there's no better connection than seeing someone's face and hearing their voice.
Yeah. Whoa. Did that automatically tag it, or did you tag it? Okay, so I'm sorry, didn't mean to say anything, but there's face recognition tagging in this.
Oh yeah, and in photos, right? It encourages you to tag folks.
Yeah, because this is the photo I just posted.
So they put up the facial recognition. Oh,
well, I don't know. Is it facial? Okay, no. So Gina, you're not named. So I guess it's by hand. Maybe, but it's not just me. Anybody could do it. So
it says click to name.
Click to name. So let me name you. This is interesting. And then look at this on the right, the comment thread. By the way, I like this comment from Tyler Gillies. Buzz was the day it came out.
we're gonna incur the wrath. Watch it,
Gina. Okay, so I typed G and it found you in my circle, and so now it's tagged.
Yeah, facial recognition is real easy to layer.
Is it facial recognition? No.
No, but it's easy to layer on.
Photo details, rotate left, edit. This the capabilities built into this. By the way, this was not manually uploaded. I took the picture. I then went to my photos, and I was able to look at it and share it.
And do things to it.
And share it immediately, yeah. So this happened right after I took the picture.
You see, I turned off the option on my Android device to do automatic upload because I didn't understand it. Now, of course, I turned it on.
I haven't turned it on because I feel a little skittish about it.
The wiener moment.
Leo, does that photo now have a public URL?
Ah, interesting. I don't know. You know who might know? Let's ask Will in the Hangout.
We used to ask the chat room, but
no, I'm not going to ask the chat room anything anymore. Hey, Will.
Yeah, well, I was actually trying to tell you. Yeah, I actually went in and tagged myself, and I tagged Jeff pretty much as soon as you posted it.
Okay.
So it's not doing automatic face recognition.
Good.
And is there
a public URL for these pictures? I presume there is a permalink, right?
Well, if you posted the picture publicly, then you should be able to. Yeah, if you the little arrow in the top right of your post.
So public posts have public anything has permalinks, I would presume.
Correct. Well, actually, all posts have permalinks. It's just that you can only actually see it if you have permission to see it.
So it says link to this post, and
right.
See now I have this link with a long GUID. All right, cool.
So that means this is my new. So should Flickr be worried?
Consider interesting, huh?
Facebook has, I think, 10 times the number of photos the Flickr has.
Well, it's certainly putting, Picasa Web has been around for a long time, but suddenly Google's a big player in the. Look, this is the comment thread.
And the automatic upload is really interesting, too. Just the like passive streaming from phones automatically.
That's Matt Sweeney speaking. Matt,
that's a totally different thing.
Matt, who are you? Are you a Googler as well?
No, just an early invitee.
An early invitee. Okay.
By the way, Leo, you have a green, you see there the green box around the person in the main screen. He'll stay in the main screen until you click off the green box.
Got it. So I get it. So I've made Will permanent, but now he's nobody. and
gee, thanks a lot, Leo.
Matt popped up briefly. This is really interesting. I love the chat that's going on as well in here. You see these little bubbles pop up.
The facial recognition is pretty interesting, too. There was an article a week ago where someone found reference to facial recognition in some of the early source, you know, like the publicly viewable source code on, like, Buzz or something like that. So, I wonder if it's one of these things where it's very a very real capability, but that's not being surfaced for sort of PR reasons in this first iteration.
We also have Sylvain Weber watching from Google Paris. And Trey Ratcliffe asks a question of you, Will. How can I share into my stream an existing photo in a Picasa album? Is there yet cross-linking from Picasa?
So when you first activate your account, you're given the choice to connect it to your Picasa account. I don't know the details of exactly what that does, but when you go to the share box and click the photo icon, you should be able to select from an existing Picasa album.
Okay.
I believe you can.
And I'll reiterate, if you're just tuning in, that Will Norris, who you're looking at right now, is one of the people on the team working on Google Plus. Is the whole team, Will, right now in Hangouts or on Google Plus helping people interacting with users, that kind of thing?
I don't know if the whole team is. I would imagine quite a few people are, certainly.
Yeah.
I'm actually sitting here at home, so I'm not even at the office.
I just got a Twitter from Samsung Jessica, who likes the idea of using this for customer service and wants to try it out soon.
Yeah, Comcast cares.
Yeah.
It's just fascinating.
But now you can see the face of the person.
Yeah.
Right? What does that do to the relation the faceless corporation now has? You don't just have a name for them and a voice. You're going to look them in the eye. That's really it. That goes back to what Gina was saying about the, you know, being there on the equal footing with Vic.
Yes, and asking him face to face to be on the show. Yeah,
love it.
You know, it goes back to my Dell hell. When Dell bloggers came in and started dealing with people on their problems, people were just amazed, right? When Gina and I were in our little hangout last night, and here comes Bradley and then Vic.
He just came back, by the way. I think it's
hey
just
guys.
Hey Bradley.
Oh, there you are. See, Bradley, I was just, you knew we were talking about you. You had a system to tell you that, didn't you? We know.
Yeah, we need like the ears are burning feature now.
Forget face recognition. I want they're talking about me recognition.
Well, we've got real-time speech monitoring of all the Hangouts in place. So anytime
stop it, Bradley. Don't say it.
Don't even joke about that, man.
Do not even joke.
Isn't that right?
Bradley Horowitz, VP Google Products, said...
Now, wait a minute. We're still on Twit, aren't we?
Yes. You're in public, baby. So, hey, let me ask you. I forgot to ask you this. Is there any restriction on rebroadcasting this Hangout, as I am doing right now?
You know, you're a test case here. I don't think we've run into this yet. And mostly it's a social contract between you and the people in the Hangout.
That's what we figured.
You've probably got your ducks lined up and clearances from everybody in this Hangout so that you won't get sued after this. So, I mean, I think the biggest liability would be to you individually.
Right.
That's
fine. Hey, can I ask you one more question? How do you get the widescreen? That's cool.
What's that?
You got widescreen there, Bradley. Why are you doing that?
What's
is that
wrong
some
with
spy? Is it no, that's up? Good. Everybody else is 4'3". You're 16'9". I don't understand that's how you're good. Doing that's it. Good. Everybody else is 4'3". You're 16'9".
I don't understand how you're doing it. I don't know either. I'll talk to our engineers. I'll compliment them. That's
well done.
Yeah, we did something right.
All right, I'm gonna mute that just briefly.
But here's another tweet that I like. Jason Seip, SEIPP, says that imagine the implications Google Plus can have for education and online classes
if it
can integrate
learning.
With Google Docs.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
Oh. Tutoring sessions, lectures, and tutoring sessions. Chat on the side. This blows up education, which would be a good thing.
Yeah.
Somebody Absolutely. Else asked on Twitter, Leo, don't you have any commercials today?
No, this is we've decided to do, as a pro bono, we've decided to do a commercial-free show today so that we'd have as much time as possible to talk about
really?
Google Plus.
Right on.
Oh, well, the audience is grateful.
This is uh-oh.
No, actually, I do have a couple of commercials which I have deferred because I think we don't want to take the time on commercials. We really want to talk about
this. Has been one of the most interactive, coolest twigs I think we've ever had.
I'm just telling you. I mean, and just to have, you know, people like Bradley hanging out in the Hangout there is pretty amazing, pretty incredible. I'll tell you what, we can wrap this up here. I mean, we didn't cover any other Google news. We didn't do a tip or a tool or a number.
I didn't mean to, you know, bring an end to this.
This was the story.
I think that we have the story of the week. I think this may be the largest, most important Google product release that I can remember, and certainly in some time.
Since
we started Twig, for sure.
Wave, Buzz, even Android. This is huge. This is huge.
Well, Android.
All right, maybe Android.
There is
one other story, which is that Andrew Rubin tweeted that Google is activating now 500,000 Android handsets a day. A day.
I know there are a lot of people in Plus and the Plus field test who wish they had Android for the instant upload and huddle.
Yeah. I think it's great that Vic immediately jumped in and said, yes, no, we're doing an iOS version. But you got to think there's a little bit of them, little bit of people at Google who'd say, don't hurry too fast.
We'll get around to it.
Take your time.
There's that pesky approval process, you know.
Steve may not like this.
Well, here's the thing that I want to bring Bradley back again last night, but I think that the thing that people like us really want is integration with Google Apps accounts. Because I'm now in this with my lesser account. And Bradley, you said last night that that yes, you're well aware that of the pressure to do that, right?
I would say it's the single biggest bit of feedback we got was that a lot of our best and earliest customers are Google Apps customers, and we have cut them out of their opportunity to use their authentic selves in this product. We're going to fix that, I promise you.
Now, how is that going to work? Probably that. All right. So now, but I'm establishing an asset with my work account. When I can switch over to my real account, which is where all my real people are, how do you imagine that might work? Am I going to have to restart over again, or what do you think?
I hope not. I agree. We've created a challenge in that people's identities are often siloed. I use multi-login to manage the different aspects of myself. But when you, sometimes also people invest in their apps account and then they leave the university and they want to take some of that with them pursuant to the, IP, who owns what. We have to solve these problems. We have to give you a way to migrate your data out and get it where you are next. So,
but it's not just the siloing. It's not just the siloing, Bradley. I think it's also just the fact that I don't try to silo. It's not because of that. I don't want to keep them separate. But I do... I also don't want to lose. I want to do the opposite of siloing. I want to merge them.
That's probably a technical challenge, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that there's already a data liberation download your circles and contacts option in plus settings. So
that's great.
That's great to see this early on.
Yes, that we came out of the gate with that thanks to Brian Fitzpatrick and the Data Liberation Front.
The reach of Fitz is broad.
Yes. They held you hostage until it was done.
Fitz, by the way, brought a brick. I'll do an ad. Fitz bought a brick in the Twit Brick House that's going to have the Data Liberation Front logo on it, which I think is awesome, and I'm glad to support that. I should have just given it to him for free, but hey, you want to spend the money, it's okay. I'll take it. Bricks.twit.tv if you want your company's logo on the wall at the Brick Twit House. Hey, Bradley, I want to thank you so much, and Vic, too, for being part of the show and then coming back, which is even better. Let me ask you the question that I asked Will earlier. Are you find a lot of the team, a lot of Googlers are out there in Hangouts, online, talking to people, helping users, that kind of thing?
Oh, gosh, yes. The team is really enthused. And, as you can imagine, we haven't disclosed numbers, but and. Abnormally high fraction of the people you're interacting with right now are Googlers, right?
Right.
We brought the whole company along with us. That will change over time, but we're doing this because we want to listen and engage with people. And so you will find us being extremely interactive, and everybody's prepared and ready for that. You're talking with the engineers and the designers and the product people that built this. They're engaged in every thread, so please give your feedback directly to them. It will make a difference.
Thank you, Bradley, for being part of the show. We really appreciate it. Thank Vic, too, for us.
By the way, one of the most awe-inspiring things of this whole thing was the incredible secrecy. All the speculation over the last 2 years about Google and social, and man, you obviously imprisoned your employees for 2 years. It's amazing that you can get away with that.
I think people believed in what we were doing and were excited about what we were doing and as such kept a secret. And, the only leaks that were material, there were some, buzz about circles 3-4 months ago around South by Southwest. A fair amount of detective work was done on some of the JavaScript through profiles. Sprites were reverse engineered and, some springs leaked out. But in general, the story that we told yesterday, I think, surprised most of the world.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, it did.
Well done.
I envision 500 Googlers coming out of a basement right now, seeing the sunlight for the first time in months.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. I really want to thank all of our kind of ad hoc contributors in the show, including Will Norris, who's on the team for Google Plus, Trey Ratcliffe, our great friend and photographer from StuckInCustoms.com, Robert Scoble, of course, a Scobalizer, and Gary K. Gary, I keep calling you Gary, Doug K. from the Conversations Network for joining us and adding their 2 cents. And already we see the value of Hangout. Just pretty amazing. What this
and
is.
I just said on the chat room, we still love you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
I'm just going to have to get another computer. The reason I haven't done much with the chat room is because they're on the same computer as the Hangout is. And so, guys, we haven't left you. I like what CR said. Hangout is the chat you date. IRC is the chat you marry.
Aww. What is the chat you kill?
No. In fact, there's nothing like IRC is kind of remarkable. Like it is one of the oldest internet protocols. I think it predates the World Wide Web. It is considered by many to be the geekiest, maybe after Usenet. And yet it is very effective, and we've used it very effectively. I think there's going to be a lot of other ways that we can use this in conjunction with other social things. But I'm pretty excited about Google Plus. I think there's a lot to be said about it. And I thank you, Jeff Jarvis, and Gina Trapani for joining us and talking about it. And for Jeff, I thank you for the invite because it was your invite that got me in. So I appreciate it.
I think Karen, I got to thank Karen Wickery.
Karen sent me 15 invites, and we did, in fact, invite the team. But mine didn't go through. Theirs did, but
jeez.
Maybe because of that Google Apps problem. Could have been that Google Apps problem. In fact, yeah. I invited a number of people using their Google Apps address, so I'm going to have to fix that. We also want to thank our friends at NewTek. You know, we are building a new studio. You probably heard a little bit about that. And we have many, many partners who are helping us out with technology to make it possible. None more important than NewTek. They make the switcher that I use to do things like this and this and this and this. And that's that switcher is really critical to our operation. We're getting a mighty big upgrade. We've been using a TriCaster broadcast for the last few years. We are now getting the TCXD850. This is the new high-def, completely redesigned, super powerful TriCaster from NewTek. It's basically a live production truck in a box. 22 channels. 4U rack mount system. It's going to give us high def. It's going to give us capabilities that you will not believe, including 18 HD live virtual sets. We can do sound, video, titles, stills, motion, graphics, finally. So when I say Jeff Jarvis and your name flies in, Jeff, don't get scared.
Don't get tacky on us.
No. I could have gotten tacky before. I have the tacky capabilities built into this existing TriCaster. You know, I can do things like this. But do I?
No, you don't.
Only once in a while. But, yeah, there's a lot more we can do. By the way, a lot of people use TriCaster, including Kevin Pollak, his chat show, Peter Himmelin's Furious World, MTV, ESPN, the NBA Development League, WNBA, Fox Sports, the NHL, a lot of churches, a lot of youth groups, a lot of organizations. For more information on TriCaster, visit NewTek, NEWTEK.com. And really a sincere tip of the hat to NewTek because the TriCaster has been a really valuable part of the Twit Network, and we want to thank them because they have essentially donated an 850 to our new production facility, which is fantastic.
They're revolutionizing television.
We couldn't do it without them. I mean, really, yeah. I couldn't even consider this without something that I could afford. I bought this TriCaster. It was 10 grand at the time. That sounds like a lot of money. It's $1 million worth of production facility in a box. Jeff Jarvis, his new book is coming out in September. How exciting, Jeff. We're thrilled. It's called Public Parts.
Can't wait to read it.
Simon & Schuster. When are we getting our press copies, Jeff?
I don't want you to have the galleys because there's mistakes in there and drop types. So when I get the real books, I'll send you autographed ones.
Can't wait. Really look forward to it. And I would appreciate that autograph. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff is also blogging at buzzmachine.com, and he's at Jeff Jarvis on Twitter. Gina Trapani, of course, Whoops. Whoopsies.
I make twig flips.
Whoa. Gina Trapani, the dizzy Gina Trapani, is at smarterware.org. Look for a blog post on what Google learned from the Buzz and Wave launches. It's at smarterware.org. A very good article. She's also at Gina Trapani on the Twitter, and a beloved friend. I want to thank you both because I could tell you something. Sorry.
This was a great show today, Leo. Thank you.
We could not do this show without the two journalists with the prestige and stature of Gina Trapani and Jeff Jarvis. You're absolutely critical to this. Jeff, what a get to get Bradley and Vic on the show.
Huge. Showed me the power hangouts instantly.
Yeah, boy did it.
Well, that was the joy that Google had out of this. They said the PR people were saying, "Look at the benefit that already came from hanging out in hangouts."
Yeah, that's true. They got something to plug, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did. Hey, one more thing that we can gush over in Plus. Just Leo, can you show this? This is really cool, and this is like one of the most unexpected kind of cool features.
I'm ready.
If you're in Plus, the gear on the top right-hand corner,
Click
that. It's options.
Okay, I got to go back to my Plus here. Okay, there's a gear in the upper right-hand corner. I see that. Yeah. Options. Let me zoom in a little bit on that.
Choose send feedback.
Send feedback.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, analyzing the page. Now, what you can do is it takes a screenshot of the current page. You can highlight the problem area and black out private information.
Wow.
And then describe the problem that you're having, and then preview the bug report.
Wow.
This is like, this sets the standard for, so go in another area that's not highlighted so you can black out.
Okay, black out all that. Okay.
Yeah, and then.
Redacted.
Exactly.
Redacted.
And then you describe the problem, and then you can hit preview, and you can see everything that you're sending to Google, the entire screenshot, your browser details. This is awesome, awesome. This is an incredible feedback tool.
No kidding. It is great.
Mark Pincus said that he also wanted a place where he could send just features because though a bug can be a feature isn't a bug.
Well, it says feedback. It doesn't say bug. It says feedback. Right. In fact, my feedback is, I love this way too much. Could you have made it a little bit less useful? Thank you. I'm never going to get another thing done. And look at all this additional information, annotations, page information. This for the engineers. Look at this. This is all the browser.
It's incredible.
This is incredible. Is right.
I mean, this is awesome. This is transparency in showing what am I sending to Google when I'm reporting a problem.
No kidding.
Which, when you're reporting a problem about personal, you know, a page that can include personal information is kind of important. Anyway, I know that's like it's the nerdiest thing ever.
That's
but
your tip.
I just love send feedback.
Jeff, you had a number?
Yeah, I did. What was it? What was it here? Let's see.
Might as well.
It was. If we don't feel too sorry for Facebook. 280%, that's how much its advertising revenue is up.
Okay. And my tool of the week, absolutely get Google Plus on your Android phone. It rocks!
It'll blow it up. Mine's been buzzing through the show.
It's fun. It's a gift in a way to those of us who love technology to get a new tool to play with that has so much potential, is so intriguing, has so many nooks and crannies. And so while I'm sure there's downsides and negatives to this, and I don't want to sound like a gushing Google fanboy, and I'm sure I do at this point.
Here he goes.
I think this is pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Gina. Thank you all
for
joining
us.
We do this show every week live at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, live.twit.tv on Wednesdays. Please tune in and join us. We loved having you watch live, and I think we'll probably start using Hangout in addition to our IRC channel to get some interaction. But we'll probably do that by invitation because I think that it would be fun is to do a kind of mini Gilmore Gang capability where we have some people that we really want to have as not maybe a full panelist, but as a part of the conversation. I think there's all sorts of ways we can use this. We're just going to start playing with this. If you miss the show, don't worry. You can get it at twit.tv/twig, twit.tv/twig, and of course on iTunes, Zune, everywhere else. Yes, Jeff.
One last thing. Yes, I know, sir. You all want them. We don't have any invites. We had to give our 15 before we got in, so I would love to give you invites. None of us has any invites.
And you heard, I bet. I begged, I pleaded, I asked for invites, and you heard me actually be turned down in a nice way by Victor
even
Dotra.
Leo.
So don't ask us, we don't have them. But you know, you can go to plus.google.com. Is that where you go? I think so. And you can ask for an invite, and I bet you that they'll roll this out pretty. Because you know what? Correct me if I'm wrong. You've been using it for much longer than I have, Gina. I've only been using it for an hour and a half. It seems pretty stable.
It's pretty stable. I had a few moments where avatars were broken, things seemed a little slow, I got an error message, but for the most part, it's stable. I do think that they're dealing with some stability problems. I hope they roll this out soon, though, because they have an initial wave of enthusiasm from us. We're not the only ones who are enthusiastic about it, and I think that they would do well to roll out steadily and quickly as possible. So, and over the next few weeks, anyway. So I hope to see that.
That's great. Well, thank you, Gina. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, everybody, for watching the show. The autumn leaves of change are blowing through the studio slowly. Well, I have control. I can make them blow left, blow right. I can do it all. But that means we are out of time. So say goodbye. We'll see you next time on This Week in Google. Bye-bye.